see different things every day, different weather. Some days it's good, some days it's bad. Keeps you interested. Get to see a lot of different animals, sea life.
Are you passionate about crays?
Yeah, definitely. If I wasn't passionate, I wouldn't be out here.
Rock Lobster fisherman Brody Milstead is in his element. He's at the wheel of his 53-foot cray fishing boat called Impact, heading out into the Southern Ocean from his home port of Robe in South Australia. If he's lucky, there'll be a good haul of rock lobsters in the hold at the end of the day. Hello, I'm Jemima Burt. I've jumped aboard to find out what it's like to be a cray fisherman.
What's the hardest thing about cray fishing?
Oh, probably keeping you cool, I think. The crays are bad, nothing's working, everything goes wrong at once. Probably the worst part's just when the crays don't crawl and you're not catching much, I guess.
What's the feeling like when you pick up an empty pot?
Oh, it's pretty heart-wrenching, you know, trying to make every pot count if you can. But obviously, we can only try and put the pot in the right place. They've got to do the rest. So if they're not crawling, they won't get in.
What's the feeling when you find a full pot?
Pretty good. usually a bit of Yahoo goes on the boat, get all excited.
Cray fishermen work 7 days a week for 6 months of the year, depending on the weather.
Every day we can until we catch our quota, depending on weather. If the weather's too rough, we stay home. Or if the price goes down too low, we stay home. Since quotas have come in, you don't fish as much rough weather or anything. We've only got so much to catch, so we don't have to be out here all the time, which is good.
Brody is following his dad into the business. He left school in grade 9 to go to sea.
13 years. Started when I was 15. Left school halfway through year 9, straight into the family business.
Do you like it?
Love it. Wouldn't rather do anything else.
Brody's dad, Colin, has joined us on today's trip out to check the pots. He used to be an abalone diver before switching to life above water on a crayfishing boat.
When did you start crayfishing and how did you get into the industry?
Well, I started about 15 years ago, I guess. And I guess I gave up abalone diving and went back farming and thought this is hard work for bugger all the money. I'm going back to sea. And that's probably what... If the truth, that's what generated it. There's more income here. So I went back to sea.
At what point did you know that Brody was going to be a cray fisherman?
Couldn't get him to do anything on the farm. Thought he must be good for something. No, Brody's always been keen on the sea all his life.
So do you enjoy coming out with him when you get to come out cray fishing?
I told him when he took the boat on, bring me if you got a breakdown, I'll come and fix it. And that's about all I do these days. I try and stay off the boat and try and let him get a free run and learn his own style. And, you know, he doesn't need me interfering. So I try and stay away.
Do you make a lot of money in fishing?
You turn a bit of money over, yes. But there's high expenses, as you can imagine. These things don't run easily. We're probably looking at about $800 to hit the quay in the morning. Their expenses, fuel and bait, yeah.
And how much would a day of cray fishing get you?
Oh, that depends how many crayfish you catch. The more you catch, the more you make. So, yeah, and we're very heavily quoted now, so you can only make a certain amount. I think we have 12 tonne to catch.
Yeah, what changes, I was going to say, have you seen sort of in the...
The Chinese market's been the biggest changer. Over the years, like when we started, I reckon we got about $28 a kilo for our fish. Now we can get as high as 80. So I think that's been the big game changer. It's just the Chinese market. They're so strong and they love them so much and they'll pay for them. So it's good. You know, the harder you work, the more you get. So it's up to you.
It's been a long day and we're heading back to port. The crew has been kept busy pulling up the 70 metal cage pots from the sea floor, checking for lobsters.
A couple of lobsters in the pot. This one's not too bad.
We've caught a few, but on the whole, it hasn't been a great day's fishing.
So, Brody, how did today go?
Oh, it could have went a lot better, but as far as it goes, you know, the crays aren't real good. It's probably not too bad, considering we didn't go yesterday. The weather wasn't too bad. Buddy, you didn't get too sick. So I'd say all in all, not too bad.
So what do you reckon affected today's cray catch?
Weather. The weather wasn't right. The weather's been too flat, too long. The moon's only just starting to come back on, so everything sort of revolves around the moon a bit. Swell, we haven't had any swell lately, big tides. So all that put together adds up for not a very successful day.
Do you ever have a really awful day at sea and it's raining and it's cold and you wish you had an office job?
I don't think I'd ever wish I had an office job, no matter how bad the weather was, but yeah, you do have days, obviously, probably more rough days than flat days down here. You know, it's pretty far south, and next thing south of us is Antarctica, so it can get pretty nasty.